In just a few weeks, Charlotte, North Carolina welcomes Democrats, and Tampa, Florida rolls out the red carpet for the Republicans for their party's conventions. Both cities have Democratic mayors, but one is having to spend a lot more time than the other trying to raise money to be a good host. WNYC's Bob Henley joins us now to discuss the challenges ahead for both cities. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So, you know, I thought cities tried to land conventions to make money, but, you know, they have to raise money to bring politicians to town.
Oh, if it were only that simple. It's no different than the highly competitive bidding between world capitals to land the Olympics. You know, we went through that with New York City. Both parties have panels that look at pitches made to them from the different cities that want to land or, get a hold of these national bullet conventions. And those cities have to show they have the resources and civic and business support from within their city to make for a successful event. And as far as the upside, it's not just about generating sales tax, but marketing the city as a place to do business and relocate a business that drives mayors to try and land these conventions that can really disrupt the pace of their city.
So which city is having the tougher time raising money for a party convention and why?
Evidently, it's Charlotte and the Democrats, thanks to self-imposed restrictions and who can give how much. Now, this is a major departure, Sotiris, from past practice where both parties leaned on big corporate donors. But now we have President Obama doing his best to make the defining issue of the race former Governor Mitt Romney's tenure at his hedge fund, Bain Capital, and in the process linking the 1% to the GOP. Thanks to the Democrats' self-imposed limits to corporate giving, that leaves it up to Charlotte Mayor, Democrat Anthony Fox, to have to raise more small contributions. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, also a Democrat, says he doesn't envy Fox's position.
I have had to do very little fundraising personally because the host committee has been fairly successful at raising the money, and obviously Mayor Fox in Charlotte does not have that advantage and spends a great deal of time on the phone dialing for dollars.
Now, of course, a press secretary for Mayor Fox says the mayor sees the convention finance restrictions as an opportunity to broaden voter participation in the convention process. And the host committee says it's working, with 22 times as many donors giving this year than they did for the last convention in 2008. And here's the thing that matters from a social networking standpoint. They've picked up 250,000 people looking for email updates on the convention. And they say they're well on track to raise the $36.6 million they say they need to pull it off.
So there are no corporations involved with the Democratic convention?
Well, the local electric utility Duke Energy, kind of a powerhouse, provided a $10 million line of credit for the Charlotte effort, and Wells Fargo and Bank of America are in the mix with the host committee. But the organizers of the convention insist the role of corporations will be reduced dramatically.
Local governments have been, you know, financially strapped these last few years, of course. What's the biggest expense for them and when it comes to hosting something like a political convention?
It has got to be security and logistics. Tampa Mayor Buckhorn says Tampa has laid off more than 10% of its public workforce and faces a $30 million budget gap. But having all the delegates and 15,000 journalists from around the world is worth, he figures, $300 million to the local economy. But he says without the $50 million each city gets from the feds for security, his city couldn't handle this event.
Just by way of example, out of that $50 million, approximately $25 to $30 million will be used to feed, clothe, house, and equip the 4,000 law enforcement personnel that will be deployed here, 3,000 of which I'm going to have to hire from jurisdictions outside of Hillsborough County.
Now, Sotiris, in fact, both Charlotte and Tampa felt they had to send some of their local police and top brass to the NATO summit in Chicago that was a scene of some intense protests. And here's the thing. Long after the bunting is down and the cheering is over, these cities can be subject to tort claims from protesters whose civil rights they feel have been violated. And as in the case of New York City, they're still litigating, believe it or not, the RNC from 2004, and the city's paid out over $2 million in claims for what was found to be violations of civil rights, or where the city settles because they don't want to go to trial.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley. For more on this story, head to itsafreecountry.org.